I did. I pressed it.
No, I didn't know if you were going to tell me to say hi like you did last time I was over here. It really threw me off.
Sorry, dude.
Being told what to do.
No, that's your fucking job. I'm sorry.
Jordan, say hi. It's a regular episode. We're at Jordan's house. I'm chilling, dude.
What did we just eat? I guess we'll start off with that.
What did we just eat?
No, that was really good. It was like a pot pie soup.
Yes.
It was good.
With some biscuits.
I do need to be honest with you.
Did I even press this fucking belt?
That cream soda is not good.
I like it.
You can have mine, too.
I'm not going to have yours.
You don't want to?
Dude, I have, you know, I'm neurotic and I have weird issues with sharing things. With,
oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I put my mouth on it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I'm being forced to drink cream soda Zevia.
It's not bad. Have you had any of their stuff?
No, because I don't have any lesbian aunts that I hang out with.
They're good. I usually get the ginger ale, but I had this at a friend's house recently.
That
I
does
like
sound
it.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I had ginger ale the other day for the first time.
What?
In a long time. Not like ever.
Oh, I was going to fucking say, I'm a ginger ale fanatic.
I have never seen you drink ginger ale.
I swear to God, dude, I have ginger ale with every single one of my meals.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a
That sounds fucking disgusting.
Look, I'm a Canada Dry guy, but I'll also take some, what's the other one?
Schweppes.
Yeah.
Wait, no, sorry. I can't just move past the... You drink...
I drink ginger ale all the
time. Ginger ale with every meal.
Pretty much, yeah. Especially when we go out. But that's the thing I ask for.
That's fucking gross.
I don't care.
Because ginger ale has like such a taste that like... And it's all bubbly.
Love it.
And then it just like coats your tongue. It's like people when they like... When they drink a lot of like Coke or Pepsi...
Yeah, a lot of people do that, dude.
Yeah, and fucking gross.
Well,
because then it coats your tongue and your teeth, and then that's like a big part of what you're tasting is just the Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
or the soda.
No, you know, I don't even know how to defend ginger ale.
I mean, it's good.
I love
it's
it.
It's crazy that you drink all that ginger ale because normally that's for so like much. Tummy aches, but you have such a bad tummy.
I know.
God, imagine how much worse your tummy would be if you didn't just chug ginger ale.
First off, real ginger ale is like really spicy and like kind of like, you know, it's too much. But, you know, the Schweppes and the Canada Dry, that's not like real ginger ale. So there's that too. You know, it's not like you're going to drink Canada Dry and be like, oh,
like
my
Vernon's?
Ailments are
you like
cured.
Vernon's? That's good. The Midwest one.
What is it?
Vernon's.
Oh, yeah, I do. But that's got like a creamy vibe to it, you know?
I haven't had it in
and
so
it's,
long.
That's like a New York thing.
I guess. I mean, I know people from like Michigan who are really into it. That was like one of the things like back in the day when the world was like bigger and we would go on tour. Like we would do like that regional shit and you'd find stuff and then get like fucking like cases of it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, that was always one. Yeah. And Surge. Surge was another one that like... We would find on tour, like in random gas stations in like the South,
right?
Before it was like a thing again, and just like freak out and buy like 4 30 racks, like or your whatever the 24 cases or I don't know how many come in a thing of non alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, I found one that was like a tall boy not too long ago, and Surge is gross. It's disgusting.
So I drink.
I remember that shit being good. Remember that old commercial where he's like climbing up the hill?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Smashing Pumpkins is playing in the background.
Yes.
And then, you know, and they're just like, have your kids drink this.
Have your kids get diabetes.
Yeah.
Dude, I was not like a Surge or I wasn't like a soda kid. We didn't have soda in the house. But my grandfather was super into Sprite.
Sprite's good. Did you know if you do a Sprite with a splash of Coke, it's ginger ale. It
that
tastes exactly like ginger ale. It's crazy.
Sense. But like, we used to have like Sprite was like, it was like Sprite and milk and water were like the drinks.
Yeah.
But then my neighbors were like a Surge family, but they also had like seven kids.
Did they get kidney stones? Like, wait, is it kidney stones? There's some, what's the stones that you pee out and it hurts really bad?
Kidney stones.
Oh, okay. It is. Okay. Yeah. I got it right.
Did you ever have one of those?
No. Have you?
No.
You had one in your mouth like a weirdo.
It was different, but I did have
calcium, right? It was a calcium buildup thing.
Salivary tract got clogged.
So you couldn't salivate? You couldn't like create spit?
Well, no. So what happens is like any of those like glands, especially like the ones in your mouth, like everyone passes like little tiny stones. Like every year, like all the time. And the same thing with like your kidneys and shit. Like buildup, like there's always, like you're always
filled with stones.
You're filled with stones. you're filled
Mr.
with rocks.
Stonehenge inside.
Yeah. Everyone is Ben from the Fantastic Four. No, basically
a bunch of
like,
dudes are,
I,
like sacrificing other little fucking people on some stones in your body.
Oh. No, I had a stone that was like too big to pass, I guess, in my salivary tract, right here. And did you ever feel the bump?
It was gross.
Yeah, but it was like a fucking golf ball on my neck.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. But so then my salivary tract got clogged. And so then it kept on producing saliva. The gland kept on producing saliva, but then it couldn't go anywhere. So it just like, it filled up my salivary tract and then kicked it back into the gland. And so then the gland and the tract got infected.
Oh God.
And so that was what was wrong with me.
Yo, back in the day, you would have just died. Like there's no way to like, fix that. Would it have popped or something?
No, I would have just died.
I don't know jack shit about
because
biology,
it got infected.
Dude.
And then that was what I was like super, super sick. And I like couldn't talk and I like almost passed out.
Just, I don't even really know what a gland is.
I don't know. I know that I have one less than normal people, though. I know that I have
they
mine
removed.
They
take this shit out and squeeze it?
I don't know if they squeezed it. I hope they did.
Oh, my God.
So when I got... So the first surgery that I had to get was like the emergency one, kind of, where they like removed the infection from the gland, right? Oh, so basically, they went in with like a little scrapey thing and just scraped out a bunch of gunk from the salivary tract, right? Gnarly. And then...
You got a pap smear in your throat.
Essentially. I got speculumed. And so then I don't understand why girls always talk about how speculums are cold. Like, is that like part of it? Like, does it have to be cold?
Is that that thing that it's used to like open
it's
the crevice?
Fucking, it's like the fucking pussy tongs that they put in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The spreading thing. I wish people could see what I'm doing with my fingers. Yeah. You know what I'm doing with my fingers right now.
Right.
Action one, action
it could be a
two.
Lot of things. That could be a lot of things.
Action one, action two. You all know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No. So then I got the infection removed, and then I had to wait like a month for it to like heal and like.
Did you have any bandages or anything? I don't remember you being inconvenienced, and I think that bothers me.
Yeah, I was.
Were you?
Yeah. The first time they didn't go through my neck. They didn't go through my throat. The first time they went in under my tongue.
I think if anyone who's like getting ready,
have
for
I never shown you the pictures of when I had like the drain? I had a plastic tube sticking out of my neck for like 2 weeks.
My thing is like if you go through a surgery and you're not inconvenienced for like at least a month. Then
really,
you didn't really get a
that's
surgery.
A really bad metric. Modern medicine has made it so like 2 weeks and like you're fine.
Okay. Well, then there you go. Let's do
you
that.
Can get
Let's
LASIK. You can get LASIK and then
that's
go
not,
back to work the next day.
I don't count that as a
you
surgery.
You can also get, I was going to say fucking neutered. You
are
can
we
get,
counting LASIK?
I think so.
As a surgery?
I think so because it's your fucking eyes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's one of you're augmenting a sense. Your sensory intake is being affected.
I don't know, man. I don't even believe it. I think that's like a placebo effect. I think what they're doing is they're taking a laser pointer and they're shooting in your eyeball and they go, look, you can see now. And then you're like, oh my God, I can. That's what I think.
I like this LASIK truther. thing that you've just stumbled upon.
Anyway, go ahead and talk about the straw coming out of your neck. You had a straw?
Yeah, it was a tube. I had a drain.
Oh, God. It was crazy. That's right. You were highly inconvenienced now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, so I had it was like a tampon. Like a pad. There was like a pad that was...
Oh, my God. You were like that guy in the movie Anaconda where he had...
I was exactly like Ice Cube. Anyway, moving on. And so I had... there was like a pad, like a sanitary pad right here under my skin.
Oh, my God.
And then there was like a little porthole that they made. And then like they like crudely sewed it up. And then I just had like a fucking... like a plastic tube.
You couldn't take a shower, huh?
I forget if I could or couldn't. I don't think I could. I could take a bath.
Dude, it's kind of like you got your throat slit.
When they took it out, that's what it felt like.
Oh my God.
Because so
you
I had
experienced
to,
that.
So basically. I had to do that for like 2 weeks, right? And I just had like this goop that was like constantly dripping down this tube Jesus into this Christ, little dude. Ball. And then I have to measure it and then fill it out on like a piece of paper every day. And then give it back to my doctor.
Like those little tubes that people like used to like measure the rain.
Huggies? Do you remember Huggies? Remember the little juice boxes, yeah. Huggies as a kid? I basically had one of those connected to my neck that was filled with like pink.
God
it was
damn, dude.
Bright pink gunk.
I think I'm getting sick.
No, you're not.
I'm getting sick.
It's because of that disgusting shit. Cream soda.
No, dude.
But so then when they took it out, like I had to go back for a third time to get the drain removed. And I thought they were going to like put me under again or they were going to do something, right? And so I literally just went to this woman's office that was like at the hospital system, just like her office, right? And the first thing that happened when I went in, because I had to shave clean to get the surgery done. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I got back, like I hadn't been shaving. So like my beard was coming back in.
That's horrifying.
And what, me without a beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, right? And so then the doctor like giggled when I walked in and I was like, what's up?
Giggled.
Yeah, she giggled at me. And then the little receptionist girl like giggled too as I like walked by and I was like, if you guys are making fun of me, I'm going to get real upset. And then she was like, I want to bet. And I was like, what? And then she was like, yeah, we had an office bet going with if you were going to have a beard or not by the time you got back. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty funny.
It's a weird thing.
I mean, they got to entertain themselves. They're just fucking dorks.
I thought you were going to say they were going to have a bet on like the kind of animal you look like or something. Because I remember you look when you are clean shaven, you kind of have a possum look to you.
Dude, fuck yeah. I'll take that as a compliment because possums are fucking sick. They eat ticks. They're the only North American marsupial. Fuck you, Jordan.
I don't even know. What's a fucking marsupial?
Like a koala bear.
No, it's just, those are mammals.
They're marsupials.
I refuse to believe in
it. I refuse to accept the science. And also, LASIK isn't real. And
LASIK is not real.
LASIK and marsupials are not real.
Stop trying to make other mammals a thing. They're mammals. You know what I mean?
They're all just animals. I don't recognize the delineation between bird and fish. They're all animals.
That's not true. I do believe in categories of that nature, but don't try to split up the split ups. You know what I mean?
So you don't want there. So you believe in reptiles, but reptiles. You don't believe in snakes and iguanas. They're just all one thing.
What? Oh, I don't believe in amphibians, I guess would be the way.
Okay.
So reptiles are reptiles.
You don't believe in arachnids, but you believe in bugs.
Exactly. 100%.
Dude, that rules.
All that shit. Don't split it up. You can split it once.
Don't fuck that shit.
Split once from animals and that's it.
I wish that you would have gone to like a college and had to take like a biology course where they do like kingdom, species, gene, whatever that bullshit is. And then you're like, after two, we don't need it. You wrote, take your master's and try and just
that's
like
my
break
thesis.
Down this. That would be, honestly, oh that would be God. So sick if that was like
I just,
your oh master's man. In biology was talking about how the classifications are unnecessary.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun.
Oh,
but no,
God.
But anyway, so when I went to get the thing taken out, like I said, I had like a fucking pad, like a sanitary pad in my throat. Mm. And I thought they were going to do something cool, but literally all she did was take a pair of fucking like tweezers or pliers type of thing and snipped the stitches in my neck so it like unfolded a little bit. And then she just grabbed onto the fucking tube and she was like, you ready? And I was like, for fucking what? She's like, one, two, and then she pulled it out and she just yanked out this fucking pad. Just like, but it felt insane because it felt like someone just rubbed like their index finger like this across the top of my throat, but inside my throat. Like I could feel it all move out, and then it just like out of my neck hole.
Dude, they should have put you asleep for that.
No, it was pretty cool.
Well, now you can say you survived getting your throat slit.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks is they took out the stone that was blocking my
salivary gland.
Yeah, my shit. And the doctor was like, "This is the biggest one we've ever seen." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude! That's what
she
said."
He's just saying that to make you feel good, dude.
I felt great.
Now, did you get to keep it? Do you have it in a little
tube? That's the thing. So they kept it. And then I asked if I could have it. And they were like, "That's a weird request." And I was like, "That's my body. I made that. That's my son. Give me my son."
Yeah.
So I started screaming, "Give me my son," in the Mercy lobby. And people didn't find it as funny as I did. but so I contacted them and was like, because there's like a procedure that you have to like go through to like get your shit back.
You can
get it back unless they send it off for testing. And so then I sent all these, like I had to like send an email and blah, 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 blah. And then they got back to me like 3 weeks later and they're like, "Yeah, we sent away for testing. We don't have it anymore." And I was like, dude, that fucking sucks. Cause like my friend was going to make like a display case for it.
Yeah. It'd be awesome. It's right? Cause you can see like Ulysses S. Grant's tumor and Grover Cleveland, you can see their tumors on display.
Do you like the Muter Museum in Philly?
The what?
The Muter Museum.
What's
that? Like the gory fucked up, like the medical anomaly museum in Philly.
I've never been there.
It's awesome.
That's the one where you can see like actual muscles and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. But it's also like all it's all the crazy shit. Mm-hmm. They have like examples of like Civil War, like brain surgery shit. Yeah. And like they have like mummies and like all these like different skulls and like all the crazy shit where it's like, here's a 45-pound tumor that someone had in like the 1800s, like that kind of shit. It's so sick. Were you at the bar when I got the second one, when I passed the second stone?
I was definitely at the bar when something was happening where you were explaining that. Yeah.
Yeah. My throat.
It's all coming back to me now.
My throat started hurting like a couple months after the surgery. Because I got the surgery because they were like, "Hey, your salivary gland is infected and it's fucked up."
And they were like,
"So either we take it out now or this is just going to keep on happening and you're going to have to get it taken out eventually."
And they went in there and they're like, "Oh my God, there's a dick in here."
And they're like, "Hey, how. Since when do dicks grow in your mouth? I thought they just go in, not grow in."
Hey, you gotta get this out immediately.
And I explained how I'm a grower and not a shower.
Yeah.
They need to leave me alone. But the second one, my throat started hurting again. And I immediately was like, "Oh no. Like, oh, I don't want to deal with this shit again." So I was like really freaked out. I was really freaked out because I was getting like the same kind of like sore throat thing. Because like, dude, it was fucked up. Before they knew what was wrong with me, they straight up were like, "Yeah, so you don't have strep throat." Because I thought I had strep. And they're like, "You don't have strep throat. So it's either nothing or it could be lymphoma because your lymph nodes are swollen."
Wait, so you almost had, is that cancer?
Yeah. But I went to like the Minute Clinic because I was broke. But I kept on going to like urgent care and they're like, "We don't know what's wrong with you. You have to go to a real hospital because this is either nothing or it's like fucking cancer and you're dying."
Yeah.
And I was like, "You shouldn't say that to me," but also, okay. But so when the second time around, like I had the same pain and was like, "Oh fuck, this sucks." And I was walking to the bar one night and it was like a week after the pain came back.
Yeah.
And then the pain just stopped. Instantly stopped.
That's God, dude.
And I was like, "What the fuck?" And so I like moved my tongue around in my mouth and I could feel something sharp in the back of my mouth, by the back of my tongue. And I was like, "What the fuck?" And it felt like I had like a popcorn kernel in the back of my mouth. You know how you can feel a popcorn kernel like in between your teeth and shit?
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Did I eat popcorn recently? Like, what the fuck?" And so like, I was like, "What the fuck's going on?" So then I walked straight into the bathroom at the bar and I like stuck my finger back there and I could feel the fucking stone. And so I just like squeezed on my like behind my tongue and then it popped out. I have a picture of it. It's like, it was like the size of like a fucking dime. And I just like had it at the bar And then I wrapped it up in a fucking napkin and like took it home. Ugh. Cause I was like, yo, what the fuck? This is crazy. And, I was going to save it and do something with it. And then Sarah like decided to clean up like the apartment and then found it and just threw it away. It was like, this is disgusting.
That's like crazy memorabilia.
It is crazy memorabilia.
Yeah. Damn. That sucks.
It was fine, I guess. I don't know. Like, that was the only type of like surgery I've ever had, though. I've never broken a bone.
Really?
Never broken a bone. Never. Me neither. Never actually. Got stitches.
I guess not. Well, no, I did. Because I had surgery on my back, and
I never had any of that.
Yeah, they had to. Well, I didn't. I've never broken a bone, but does it count if? Because they had to drill a hole through my hip bone. I got a little hole in my bone.
Jordan, yes, that counts. They drilled a hole through your bone.
But that doesn't mean that, like.
That's a surgery, dog.
No, no, that's a surgery. I'm saying that doesn't count as me breaking a bone because no. they. Yeah. Because
you didn't break a bone. You got
technically
drilled.
Technically, my bone's broken.
You got drilled. No, technically, your bone just sucked.
Yeah.
You just had a shitty bone. The shit bones connected to the Jordan.
Yeah, basically.
That sucks. Why'd they drill your fucking hip?
Because they had the point, they had to get to my spine from the side in order to, because if they come from the back,
damn, dude,
they
would have to, like what Lil Wayne said, hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum, dude.
I thought hit it from the side like a fucking microdiscectomy. That would have been like right on the
hit it from the side like a micro dissectomy. You could almost do it.
Yeah,
you could almost do it.
Yeah. So how about that? So wait, should we wait until
we got time.
Okay. The bridge, buddy. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about the bridge.
So I want to talk about my experience with this bridge. Ooh, because okay. It was so annoying. I was so annoyed that whole day.
By everyone,
everything, the whole world was annoying.
Oh, because you. Here's the thing. I asked you if you were okay. You go laugh out loud, and then you were like, "You were annoyed." I could tell you were annoyed
because everyone was asking me about it, about the fucking bridge. Obviously, the key bridge fell.
Yeah,
the key bridge got hit by a boat.
Yeah.
Also, it was fucked up because people were fucking asking about the FSK bridge. And I was like, I don't know what the, and it's like early in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Like I legit, okay. So like I woke up to my phone just blowing up in the morning.
Okay.
And I had like legitimately, I had like over a dozen text messages from people being like, are you okay?
Well, you travel to be fair, you travel that way a lot,
but not at 1:30 in the morning. I'm not going to fucking Dundalk at 1:30 in the morning.
Look, you never know who you're hanging out with, you know.
If I was banging a chick from Dundalk and was coming home at 1:30 in the morning, I would have deserved the death that I would have gotten.
Jesus Christ.
Because I would have stooped so low.
No, come on.
It's a joke. I love Dundalk.
Yeah, Dundalk's good. They're friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod, the community of Dundalk.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't on the bridge at 1:30 in the morning. But no, it was like, I got over a dozen text messages like before my alarm went off. And so finally I'm like looking through my phone and everyone's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Please tell me you're okay. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, first of all, why would you text someone if you think they're actually dead? And second of all, like I'm not working at 1:30 in the morning if you're texting me because of my job, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's just funny because even if you text back and you were like, no, I'm in the water, I wouldn't have done anything.
Gurgle, 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 bubbles, bubbles, bubbles.
I would have been like, oh, good luck, bro.
I did respond to my cousin who asked if I was okay. And I was like, I'm really tired from treading water for so long.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, too soon.
He didn't find
it funny.
We're being
really insensitive right now.
No, it's fine. You got to laugh at the tragedies. That's you got to laugh at the incident that's going to set Baltimore back 10 years.
Yeah.
For 10 years by 30 years.
Yeah.
40,000 people's jobs are affected.
It was already set back like 40 years. So yeah. Now we're at 50 years.
Yeah, it's fucked. But yeah, so I just kept on getting texts and calls. Like my mom texted me while I was driving to work and was like, are you okay? And then she legitimately waited 1 minute and then she called me in a panic. And I was like, hello? And she was like, I'm making sure you're okay because you didn't answer. And I was like, I'm parking my car at my job.
Yeah.
What's up? And then she's like, well, I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, dude, you have to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, all of you guys need to chill the fuck out. Like, you would have heard by now from someone.
Yeah.
If I was there or missing. But traffic is awful now.
I bet.
So that's been the biggest point of my life that's been affected.
So the only thing that's affected me is like how annoying some conspiracy theorist people are.
I love it. It's so stupid. It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It's crazy. What's the craziest one you've heard?
Oh, there was one that I really didn't pay attention to that had to do with like weird, like MAGA numerology about like the bridge was named after Francis Scott Key and it was however many years ago and the number on the boat was this and then this plus this equals how many days it is until this election thing if you divide it by this many. There's this whole big string of numbers that people were trying to put together like the number 23 style. Oh. You know, to be like the Illuminati's is right in front of your face fucking want to look at it, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. All the other ones where it was like, it's Russia. It's China. It's ISIS. It's like I heard
two that were pretty interesting. It's one was it's definitely China because, and this is from my office, where I work. It's definitely China because now we're gonna have to rely more on Chinese meat. That was one.
Chinese meat?
Specifically Chinese meat. We're gonna have to buy more Chinese meat because this bridge went down, even though the bridge is on the East Coast. But
you know, because that bridge went down and now there's no railroads.
Right. And then the one that got me good was the upcoming Civil War, the bridge was knocked out to keep stuff from going down south and helping out the resistance or whatever. The rebels, I guess you would say, you know, in the future. So the South is going to rise again.
Wait, so
yeah.
So is the bridge in Dundalk, Maryland? is that helping
Georgia or whatever?
Yeah, no, Mississippi. Dude, there's no ocean. There's only this bridge. There's only the Patapsco, dude. There is no infrastructure except for the Chesapeake Bay.
So,
which is the world I want to live in because we are the most important state in the fucking country.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, that shit is really depressing.
Yeah.
It is cool that like there's a special like hotline, like way to cut in line for unemployment.
Yeah.
If you're a dock worker.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. I think that's, you know, pretty helpful. Oh God. Yeah. No, when I was back home for Easter, I was talking to someone who is rather conservative and they were basically saying, and guess who's going to pay for that fucking bridge to be repaired?
Oh my God.
Us, the taxpayers. I got to pay for a bridge fucking Baltimore.
So also in my office, a person was like, Biden said that we're going to have to pay for it. Like, why should we have to pay for it? Why can't the company pay for it? And I wanted to be like, obviously, because we need to get the bridge rebuilt as fast as possible, or a bridge, whatever, something built again as fast as possible. And that's why you just need funding now, because it takes forever to go through any lawsuits that you would even want to do or whatever. But that shit was so annoying because it's like, you know, that shit makes sense if you don't think about it
There you go. You got there eventually.
Something. One
am
of
I
those.
Thinking or am I not thinking, Jordan?
Exactly. Well, yeah. If you think about it for more than 2 seconds, you can get to the point where you're like, oh, that's right. We need to, you know, there's a reason why we need to pay for it.
No,
right
it needs
now.
To be, it needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed quick. One of the first things that I thought of after kind of just like everything sort of settled, right?
Yeah.
Was just all the money that's now going to change hands between like all the people involved with construction, like all the people who are going to be tasked with rebuilding or fixing that bridge, right?
Yeah.
Just all the construction companies, the contractors, the fucking people who are going to paint it, the people who are making the steel, the people who are going to be transporting all this. Like,
we should reroute the money that was set up as a trust for Trump's little wall and direct it
to redirected our Patreon. Just do a Steve Bannon and just tell everyone that our Patreon is going to be funding the Key Bridge.
It's so funny that he's gonna get away with that shit too.
Is he? I haven't been following it. I don't know.
I mean, he's out of jail. He's not in jail.
I legitimately have no idea what old Steve is doing.
Little Steve-o.
Do you think that Steve Bannon will be involved with Trump's next presidency?
I don't know. I don't know that it'll be. I think Stephen Miller will, but
that's
I don't know about
the big
Steve
issue.
Bannon. Yeah,
that's always like a thing that really frustrated me with like. Nihilists aren't the correct term, but the one I'll use, who are appropriately like disillusioned with American politics and the two-party system, and Trump and Biden are the same thing and blah blah blah, and having to explain like no, it's more so the issue with Trump as a president isn't necessarily him, although he is like a pain in the ass, is like his cabinet and the people who he surrounded himself with to kind of do the whole like libertarian conservative like destroy big government stuff.
Yeah,
so that's like really what you should be voting against,
right?
Was like getting Betsy DeVos and Stephen Miller the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
like those are the people who actually
are
have
really
agendas.
Yeah,
they're the people who actually just like want to fuck shit up, as opposed to just like Trump, who just is a really sassy dude who just kind of wants to do like revenge.
He just cares about himself. He cares about revenge and wants to just like, you know, he just wants to spout out weird shit.
He's just a very vain, particular queen.
Yeah.
Who just, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's very funny to listen to talk. I don't give a fuck. But his interviews are insane.
They are funny, but they're just, it is frustrating. It's infuriating because you're like, what the fuck, you know? But
no,
whatever.
For sure. But it's like, I would rather have a president, because the president doesn't do shit and the presidency doesn't really matter. It's a figurehead.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're both so embarrassing, but like Biden is embarrassing because he's incompetent and Trump's embarrassing because he's a fucking asshole. But I'm so used to dealing with like, conservative assholes to where like I find him to be way more, I'd rather have him up there talking because at least it's stuff that I can like laugh at and poke fun of and be like, look at this ridiculous schmuck, as opposed to Joe Biden, who just like mumbles and then like doesn't look in the right camp. Like he's just it's bad.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. Jordan, say bye.
Bye.
Go to our Patreon.